With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you, Paul Miles. It's Smiling Wednesday for me here because I am a Green Bay Packers fan. Oh, let me bring in an Atlanta Falcons fan. See how he's feeling about things. He's Dr. Ricky Jones, University of Louisville.
So look, you loving A-A-Ron again now, aren't you, man?
I was calling him a diva a week ago. Now
exactly.
He's my quarterback.
Exactly. You were bitter before, and now you like Terrell Owens sitting in the locker room crying, eating popcorn, talking about that with my quarterback. You're so damn fickle, Terry Miners. You're so damn fickle.
I want my quarterback to come to work, and he's bringing Randall Cobb with him. This is a beautiful day for the land of cheese.
If y'all were getting Randall Cobb from 9 years ago, that would be great, but you're not.
Doesn't matter. He and his quarterback know each other. That's that unspoken language, Ricky Jones. You know how that works.
Yeah, this is true, man. Look, the Packers are going to be good. I like to give you a hard time about it. The Packers are going to be good. If I had it in me, I would jump horses and come over there and roll with you. But I'm stuck with my Falcons. Loyalty is everything, and God only knows what the Falcons are going to be. But, you know, Matt Ryan, man, that dude has nerves of steel. Matt Ryan pulls it out when you think he's not going to. If only that were true.
Right. You're just trying to convince yourself.
Nobody can convince themselves that Matt Ryan is clutch.
Ricky Jones is chair of Pan-African Studies at the University of Louisville. Always good to have him on the radio. Before we get to Simone Biles, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. He, too, talked about self-care and getting in the right mental space when all this weirdness was going on with him, where people were, you know, trying to figure out his cryptic messaging. So this issue of athletes and their self-care and mental health really, I think, is kind of opening all kinds of gates so that we can all sit back and say, oh, yeah, well, we hadn't considered that. Don't you feel like that's what's happening?
I think it's a worthwhile discussion when you talk about athletes. You know, people in the public eye, period, but athletes, particularly in that America is so obsessed with entertainment. We talk about athletes, singers, you know, actors, people like that. Folks tend to forget that these are human beings and believe somehow because they pay astronomical sums of money that, you know, they don't function as human beings. But these people have flaws, foibles, they have vulnerabilities just like all of us do. But unlike most of us, they have millions of eyes upon them all the time, and they're subjected to all kinds of pressure. I mean, look at the things that professional football players go through just walking in their neighborhoods or going through airports and people running up on them, telling them they messed up their fantasy football game last week. I mean, you know, that type of madness. And you know, I harken back to Kevin Love. You know, when Kevin Love came out a few years ago and admitted to, you know, dealing with depression, dealing with these mental health issues, and a lot of times, especially with men, you know, male athletes and men in general, people see that admission as a sign of weakness. I don't think it is. And you know, women usually lead the way in things like this. It's been considered, you know, more and more acceptable for women. But I think it's important for all of us to consider our mental health, because with our athletes, you know, of all the crazy stuff that Kyrie Irving says, sometimes he's right. You know, we cannot continue to treat these people like they are somehow inhabitants of a human zoo, just put out there to entertain us and nothing else, and we can treat them any kind of way and dismiss them once that entertainment value is gone. So, you know, good for Aaron Rodgers, good for other people that are concentrating on their mental health in athletics and outside of it.
And I think it's a false equivalency, too, when people were talking about, Tom Brady would show up with two stumps for arms and still he'd drag himself on the field. Michael Jordan played through that NBA Finals game with the flu. Those are team sports. When you are Simone Biles and that's you in the air risking life and limb, and who knows what could happen if that doesn't work, that's a heck of a lot different level of pressure.
Well, and think about about the beatdown. I think Tom Brady got so beat down mentally in New England that what happened, he eventually left. Michael Jordan got so beat down by what was going on in Chicago and the pressures of life, you know, his father died and all of these things, that he eventually, remember, he left, right? Mm-hmm. He left basketball and went and attempted to play baseball. That didn't last, but I think it was more, it was just as much of a mental break for Jordan as it was athletic curiosity. So all of these people talking about what this person would do, that person would do, you know, they don't have a right to criticize Simone Biles or anybody else because only she knows what she's going through. Naomi Osaka is the only person who knows what she's going through. Kevin Love is the only person who knows what he's going through. There are people like that, Terry, that will drive folks over the edge. And if you have insensitive people like that in your personal life, you better get rid of them because you'll be dead and they'll say, oh, I didn't know it was that bad. You're right. You didn't know it was that bad. Because you didn't take the time as a human being to stop, reflect, have empathy and sympathy for a person that's going through some struggles that maybe you couldn't relate to. And you damn sure can't relate to what Simone Biles is going through because you cannot do what Simone Biles does. Right? So stop it.
They had to change the scoring system. She was doing things that no human being had ever done before.
Right. Right. Like in your sport, golf. Remember they talk about tiger-proofing courses because
yep.
Tiger Woods was doing things that other golfers could not do. And look at the pressure. That pressure will break people. I think a lot of that has contributed to some of the very sad things that have gone on with Tiger Woods, God bless him, over the years. This
right.
stuff is real, man. It's real.
We're talking with Ricky Jones. Let's jump to one last subject, and that is JCPS and its inclusion of Black studies. Dr. Ricky Jones, have you helped prepare this course for JCPS?
Yeah. It's my course. You know, we've offered Introduction to Pan-African Studies or the Introduction to Black Studies colloquially, you know, since 1973 here at the University of Louisville. And we're offering a dual credit class now with JCPS because, quite honestly, I don't think there are a whole lot of high school teachers that are as skilled at this as we are, you know, at this level. So, yeah. The president of the university asked me to do it. I was willing to do it. And now we got some of these, you know, conservative legislators who want to, you know, launch this CRT canard. Like, you know, people are indoctrinating children. Nobody's indoctrinating children. They're trying to teach children the truth. I'm even more excited about doing it now, Terry, because they say to do it will basically be a criminal act. I didn't even teach critical race theory before. But you know what's going to happen now, right?
You are. You're going to start.
I'm going to teach it now. I'm going to teach now in every court. And then I'm going to wait for these jackbooted legislative gangsters to show up at my door and try to lock me up because I think what they're doing is not only anti-intellectual and immoral, I think it's illegal and unconstitutional. So I'll see them in court, man. But yeah, I'm teaching a course and I'm excited about it. And shout out to the brave JCPS teachers at, you know, the 10 or 11 schools that are doing this fall. Got love for them. So we about to get it, man.
All right. I was excited when I read your tweet about how you were going full throttle, and I love your energy and enthusiasm for all things about life. And I know you're going to bring it. You know what you've done for setting up for JCPS. I know is an important component in our community and everywhere, really, across America.
Well, thank you, brother. And don't worry about my mental health because I've been crazy as hell. And, you know, and so these people need to know it. All right, they need to know it. I'm here, standing in the door. Waiting for you.
That's why we're brothers from different mothers. We have the same mentality. All right, love you, brother. See you soon.
Love you back. Later.
Dr. Ricky Jones, follow him on social media. We're back in a minute here on News Radio 840 WHAS.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.